Hello, my name is Tim Law with Success Learning Systems, and today I will be interviewing Ron Weiland, who has a passion and skill set for the home remodeling industry, and came across a very good quote that was written about Ron in the Powerful Publications, which serves all of York and Adams County with history, events, and businesses. And their quote regarding him was this: if you've been looking for the home of your dreams and can't seem to find it on today's market, and a newly built home is out of the question, look around you. You may already be living in the home of your dreams. With years of experience, Ron Weiland specializes in improving homes to the satisfaction of the customer. And I certainly, myself, can certainly speak about that because Ron just recently did some fantastic work for my wife and myself on our home in York City, and just did tremendous jobs, very, very pleased with it. And so anyway, you may want to take some notes as you listen to these ideas during this presentation, because he's a real pro when it comes to, you know, the home improvement, industry. Ron, what got you started on this pathway of helping others as you do?
I just always did have a passion with working with wood and whatnot. And I just got tired of watching customers getting what seems to me might be a little harsh, but being ripped off or not being treated fairly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what were some of the things that you may have seen going on there out there with within the industry and everything? And I know there's a lot of controversy out there as there is as far as car sales and that kind of thing. So when you find somebody whose top priority is honesty, such as yourself, it's very refreshing. Again, my wife and I were very happy with everything you did as far as we were concerned. And
would
be an example of our absolutely. What would be some of the things? Maybe a couple things that you noticed that just really were kind of over the top like that.
You mean where I felt like contractors were taking people across?
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh.
Or taking advantage of people's, pocketbooks, so to speak.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Maybe one example there. Sure, one example's good.
Siding.
Uh-huh.
Siding was a big one. People would overcharge to install siding on a house.
Mm-hmm.
And
I just
thought it was, I believe in making a fair dollar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in taking advantage of somebody, and I believe you should make pretty much what the average person makes. You don't need to be scalping people to make a living.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good. Well, it's certainly the chance that you and I had to talk when you were over doing some of the work at our place, I could really tell that you're. Passion was very much there as far as, honesty and everything. It was very refreshing. There's no question about that. I had a question. What was the best advice that you ever received and why?
To be more specific in what I do?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Being upfront with somebody,
mm-hmm.
being open
mm-hmm.
and honest is the best advice I think I was ever given. And treating somebody the way that you'd want to be treated, and
mm-hmm.
To make them feel like you're actually working for them, not them working for you.
Mhm. Mhm. Okay. Makes a lot of sense there. And let's see what was the next question I wanted to ask you about. If you could give our listeners. Maybe two different tips on kind of the preventative things that you would suggest that they could be doing as far as their home is concerned before they, maybe almost get them in preparation before they even call in, somebody such as yourself. Some things that you've seen people perhaps let go for too long that, cause them to have to bring somebody in and, ideas that you have along those lines.
One would be the outside of your house is keeping it weather protected, which would include
mm-hmm.
keeping once a year examination of your shingles, making sure that your roof's doing its job, you have no internal leaks, making sure your siding's not letting any water in, and your windows. And your doors, if your house is weather tight and you're not letting moisture into your home, that's the number one thing somebody can do to their home, is to keep that blanket of protection on the home. The inside you can let go a little bit and get away with it, but the outside is, you know, for your home to last, you want to take care of the outside.
Makes total sense. Do you have another one other one maybe that you could add in there?
Oh, just basically just keeping your house, you know, just inspecting your house regularly, especially anywhere that you have water, like a bathroom. You want to make sure those things aren't leaking. You want to make sure that, you know, if you do splash water onto your floor, you want to get it wiped up. If it gets onto your cabinets, it'll, you know, it can make cabinets white. And ruin the finish. So if you do have, like, real hardwood floors in your house, you wouldn't want to spill water on there and neglect to pick it up. You want to get it cleaned up right away. Other than that, I just, you know, you take care of the outside. You keep the outside of your house weather tight. Your rest of this house will almost take care of itself. As far as the inside, that's just more or less up to date and how, you know, what, how you want to update your house, if you want to bring it up to date. You know, I see houses that have 10-year-old fixtures in there that, you know, them colors went out of style 10 years ago. But, you know, if you take care of it, there's nothing wrong with it. If you like it, that's you know. I don't talk somebody into doing something to their home that they don't need. It's unnecessary. I'll only sell you what you want or what, you know, I think you need based on my opinion and my experience.
Well, that's, as I said, it's very refreshing because, you know, you just hear of people being, you know, run over by some of these guys that are just, you know, looking to take everything right over on them and making, well, having them do things they really don't need to do. Ron, how could they, how could the people contact you to learn more about, you know, what you do and the work and how you could help them? And obviously, you know, you're here in this York County, Pennsylvania, which is South Central Pennsylvania. So,
I serve the Red Lion area. I'm sorry.
Okay. And just, you know, this general area right here, and that basically, what, you know, how could they contact you to learn more as far as you know, that's concerned, as far as a number to call or a website or whatever.
I answer the phone when it rings, and you'll be talking to the guy who does the work. My phone number is area code 717-577-9257. I just recently started a website, and you could find me at Ron Wyland. That's RONWILAND. I'm going to have to repeat that, Tim, because...
That's okay. That's fine. Yeah. Take your time with it.
I hardly ever get on there this way. The name of my business is Ron Wyland Construction Services, and to make it easy, I abbreviated the construction services. So my website is www.ronwylandconstructionservices.com, and that would be RONWILANDCONSTRSVCS.com.
Okay.
I'm don't have my portfolio bill in there or on there yet of what all the jobs that a lot of the jobs that I've done and different jobs that I've, you know, the befores and the afters. But just like I said, I just recently got the website, and I'm learning on how to get my information from my computer over onto it. And once I do that, people will be able to see what I do and what I've done.
Sure.
I do have references that I can, you know, give to people from satisfied customers. So we just go from there. We do what we can to help the people.
Absolutely.
It is satisfaction guaranteed. I do stand behind everything I do. And I'll do what I can to make you happy.
Very good, very good. Now, how about an email address, Ron? Do you have one of those?
You can email me at treksickle@comcast.net.
How do you spell that now?
That's TREKSICLE comcast.net.
Okay, I'm just going to repeat that back just so that anybody listening can pick this up. It's Trekcycle, TrekCycle, at comcast.net.
That's correct.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Ron, this has been great. I really appreciate your time here and everything.
Thank you.
And I'll make sure that forward this via your email so you'll be able to re-listen to this. And I look forward to catching up to you again soon. Again, my wife and I were extremely pleased with the work we have done. And
thank you.
Definitely, yeah, absolutely, and definitely plan on staying in touch there and everything.
We sure will.
Okay. All right. Well, sounds good. You have a good rest of the evening, and we'll talk soon.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, Ron. Okay. Have a great
bye-bye.
Evening now. Okay. Bye-bye.